Spring storms have pounded Wisconsin in recent weeks, but parts of the state are still experiencing a long-term drought. That can cause problems for marine life that need high water levels to survive. Here and Now reporter Nathan Denzine has more on one species that has been hit particularly hard.
We reached peak drought severity in September of last year.
To just see that crash with almost no rain for a long time was very disturbing.
It's been a very dry few years for Wisconsin.
I started getting lots of phone calls from people saying there's all these mussels out there and they're stranded, they're dying, what can we do?
It's had a significant impact on a species we hardly think about.
I was no longer picking up a mussel and placing it gently in the water. I was throwing them as fast as I could.
Much of southern Wisconsin has been in a perpetual drought since about 2021, straining aquatic resources. Despite spring rains, drought is still hitting the southwestern part of the state right now near the Wisconsin River.
We didn't see much rain in the fall. Our usual fall rise did not occur, and then really a paucity of snow, especially in northern Wisconsin.
Mark Kupp is the executive director of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board, where he works with the Wisconsin River from Prairie du Sac to the Mississippi.
With no snow, we didn't see anything happen with our spring flow that we usually see.
Droughts are very stressful to aquatic organisms as well.
Ellen Voss is the climate resilience director with the Wisconsin River Alliance.
There's just less space for the things that animals and plants and insects and everything else need to survive.
One animal that can be squeezed out by low water is mussels.
They're basically just, a mollusk with two shells, and they live in the rivers and lakes, rivers, and streams of Wisconsin.
Lisi Kitchell is a mussel expert at the Wisconsin DNR.
They don't have a brain and they don't have eyes, so they can't just figure out where the deeper water is.
She says there are tens of thousands of mussels on the bed of the Wisconsin River, including 40 different species.
They filter as much as 10 gallons of water a day per mussel, and when there are hundreds and thousands of them, they really help purify the water.
But when the drought reached its peak in September, mussels started to wash up on shore banks.
What I was really looking for was actually historic artifacts, because the water was so low. I'd never seen it this low in the time I've lived here.
Jean Unmuth is a retired DNR scientist who lives near the Wisconsin River in Prairie du Sac. She was the first person to contact experts when she saw stranded mussels.
Mussels are a huge part of the ecology of this river.
Because dams act as a barrier for some aquatic species, almost all of the mussels in the Wisconsin River can be found below Prairie du Sac.
So I thought, hey, I better ring the alarm.
The dam here is the last of 26 on the waterway.
Because we had such a drought year, the dam did not have water to release.
Many of the dams on the Wisconsin, including Prairie du Sac, have strict federal regulations. While dams keep a reservoir of water on hand to generate electricity, federally regulated dams are not allowed to release more water than they receive.
Whatever comes into Lake Wisconsin at the very head of the lake comes through the dam.
Those dams are called run-of-river dams because any water that comes in must go out. Alliant Energy, which owns the Prairie du Sac Dam, in a statement said, "Our license requires us to maintain the water level. Therefore, we cannot release more water during drought conditions. Not all dams on the Wisconsin River are licensed as run-of-river facilities, and some may manipulate water levels."
In this scenario, on paper, nobody did anything wrong. Everybody was in compliance with their license obligations the entire time, and yet the outcome was thousands or tens of thousands, we don't know, dead mussels on the river.
That meant the only solution to save the mussels was to physically walk the shore banks and throw them back into the river.
We put out a call to action just saying, we know that this is a problem. If you're able to help, please go out to the river.
It was getting to where I was spending 3 to 4 hours. Forget the artifacts. I was no longer looking at that.
There were thousands of mussels saved. I mean, individuals were picking up 100 mussels a day. 300 mussels a day. It was pretty amazing what people were willing to do.
Unmuth saved more than 1,200 herself.
Multiply that times 365 days a year, and just those 1,200 mussels, you're filtering like over 3 million gallons of water.
I know that we made a difference, and that will pay dividends down the road.
Extended forecasts for the summer show that for the fourth straight year, drought conditions are likely.
Let's just assume that we run into a similar situation and we don't have rain, particularly in the northeast and central part of the state. Then the answer would be easy, and that is yes, we will need to do mussel rescues again.
There is a live phone tree mussel rescue alert system in place.
They can also contact me anytime, and I can give them advice as to what to do.
Until the time comes to walk the shorebanks again, experts' eyes will be glued to the weather. For Here and Now, I'm Nathan Denzine in Prairie du Sac.